Good Monday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by JP Morgan Chase.
And I'm Jake Sherman. When President Donald Trump hinted that he might have been taping conversations in the White House, it might have been an offhand quip. But on Capitol Hill, Democrats seem ready to pounce. Several we've spoken to over the weekend say they could slow legislation unless Trump hands over tapes or certifies he doesn't have them. Democrats need a quick and easy message, and some think this is it.
We've got a must-read Politico investigation by Maggie Saverns popping this morning. Saverns dug in for 3 months looking at congressional investing, finding that reckless stock trades have created a Congress rife with conflicts, and that even as there was increased scrutiny on HHS Secretary Tom Price's investments during his confirmation process, four other congressmen, Republicans Doug Lamborn, Billy Long, Mike Conway, and John Culberson, also bought shares in the Australian company that Price came under scrutiny for. Politico found that 28 House members and 6 senators each traded more than 100 stocks in the past 2 years, placing them in the potential crosshairs of a conflict of interest on a regular basis. And a handful of lawmakers, some of them frequent traders and some not, disproportionately trade in companies that also have an interest in their work on Capitol Hill.
The New York Times has a piece on fears of a cyber attack aftershock following news the attack last week may be more complicated than originally believed. The Washington Post has an A1 piece on how political chaos in Washington is paying off for Moscow. And our colleague Darren Samuelson has a good piece on how veterans of Washington scandals say it could be time for Trump staff to lawyer up with a whole host of scandals bubbling.
The AP is reporting that North Korea is boasting about a new long-range missile that can carry a heavy nuclear warhead. And the Washington Post's Juliet Elprin has a story on how inconvenient government data is being sidelined under Trump, with everything from workplace violations to animal welfare abuses seeing less sunshine.
Our colleague Josh Gerstein has a story on how the ongoing mosque snooping lawsuit could impact Trump's travel ban case. Alabama Congressman Mo Brooks is expected to announce his bid for the Senate. And Adrian Elrod, a former Hillary Clinton aide and Capitol Hill alum, is launching Elrod Strategies. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.